What the heck, and welcome back to the podcast, guys. My name is Jordan, and you are here on A Waste of Time, and we have a great waste of time for you guys today. And also, I gotta say that it's a great name because everyone is stuck in isolation, and they are thinking of all of the best ways to waste time. So, recommend the podcast to a friend. But we have a very special episode today because we're trying to do our first over-the-seas sort of, I don't know, thing. I'm here in Newcastle, Australia, and my friend Mark is joining me all the way from Toronto, Canada. And we're going to try and see if we can, like, coordinate this podcast so the audio is good and stuff. So it's a trial thing. Bear with us. But Mark has some good stories for us today. So, Mark, introduce.
Hey, I'm Mark. And we're also recording this on Instagram Live. So hello, Instagram Live people. And hello, and hello to the podcast group. So it's my first time on Jordan's podcast. I'm excited to waste our time and waste yours. But we all have lots of that these days, right? Because we're all in quarantine, like myself, day three quarantine.
Exactly. Yeah, little intro. I totally forgot that one thing. We're on Instagram Live talking to a bunch of people as well. So it is slightly a different format.
But yeah, quick. Well, how far back do you want me to go into our intro?
Okay. So just quick intro to Mark. How do we meet? So basically, me and Mark have traveled together probably the last like 18 months, on and off for the 18 months, but a solid year of that time. And how do we meet? We met. I went to summer camps in Canada, a place called Muskoka Woods. Shout out to them. And I met Mark there. He was working at the camp as well. And we had a lot of mutual friends, though. I don't know why. We just had a lot of mutual friends. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's about it. It's pretty chill.
And there we go. Jordan liked traveling. I like traveling. And it's, you know, been love ever since. I mean, what?
He's had to put up with me. He's had to put up with me ever since. And we'll probably get into some stories about that as well as we get in. But let's start straight up with the first thing, which is let's just quickly recap what coronavirus, what's happening with the whole situation and where we're at and what you're doing and your plans and I don't know, the whole industry. Let's just jump into that whole box.
I was 2 months in Canada and I was sort of having a little bit of time off, getting caught up on work, online stuff. And then I was ready, set to go on my year of travel and started in Colombia. And I did 3 weeks there and it was every day new pieces of information. And, you know, I just thought, okay, look, this is just hype. This is, you know, Western country scares. This is not for real. And then slowly but surely with every day and these new numbers and new information released from the WHO, it was like, wow, this is straight up like a pandemic and this has got to be taken seriously. And I had to cut my travel short. It ended up being 1 month in Colombia. And now I've been back in Canada for 3 days in quarantine. So, yeah, that's how it sort of shut down my travels.
3 out of the 14 days in quarantine. How's your mental health?
Right.
He's hanging in there.
It's strong. Let's be honest. Going strong. I don't notice a difference. The only difference is, I'm an introvert.
Here we go. Exactly. I'm an introvert, so I love not being around people. It's awesome.
When I'm in work mode, which is I am right now, lots of editing to do. This is great. I don't have to do anything but work, and I have meals delivered to me. This is insane. I mean, I'm counting my blessings down here. This is nice.
See, the problem with me is that I realize, I've got so much time because I'm in quarantine. And then I'm like, I'll just procrastinate and I'll still have lots of time. And then
that's true.
3 days go by and I've done nothing. But whatever. Well, here's the question. What do you think's going to happen over the next, like, how long do you think this is going to last? And how do you think this is going to affect our industry, which is the travel industry?
Well, two ways. I've already, clients like that work for travel agencies are already requesting that they pay me like in September. So they're thinking, well, we got at least another, 4 or 5 months of this before people start picking up with travel again. And they're like, can we pay you? Yeah, later after the summer, once we start getting more bookings. So it's affecting both of us in that regard because the travel industry is pretty much flattened out, especially the smaller agencies. And I've done a couple of videos for them. I did one for a video travel agency in Colombia. And so they're getting super hit by it. And us, like the way it affects us is that we just don't get booked gigs anymore because we can't go anywhere. However, I have a little bit of work as I do a bit of, I do a lot of YouTube and I make tutorials and other things for companies and software companies. So I have some work. So having many eggs in very different baskets, many different baskets has allowed me to not be so worried, but I mean, it has affected the majority of the work.
But you're not going to, some people aren't going to pay you till September, right?
Yeah. I mean, they asked. Dang. They said, if you really need it, then we'll pay you. But if you don't mind, and for the longevity of the relationship, I'm like, I'm not in a super tight spot, so I don't mind.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay, well, that's crazy. Yeah. I mean, I've had 4 trips canceled. Well, 4 gigs that were, yeah, I should be over in Margaret River right now, over in Perth. True. Hanging out. But yeah, no, there's been, well, they're not really canceled. A lot of them either are canceled, completely done, or they've just been postponed to a later date. But who knows if I'll even be able to go on that later date thing. Plus, true. I think this is going to last like minimum 3 months.
Minimum.
Like,
absolutely.
I don't think I'm going to leave Australia until August, probably, or later. Yeah. Which, yeah, in my head is like, dang, really? Is this what normal crazy people do? Normal people stay in one spot?
Yeah, that's the dream. That routine, I'm loving this routine. This is a dream.
Oh my gosh.
You get a taste of that routine life. It's great.
This is the only like 3 month gap that it has to be an online girlfriend, but it's like there's nothing else. I sat down the other day and I said, you know what? I can see why people have relationships now, because there's just nothing else to do.
Jordan, you should get in a relationship. Yeah, that's a good one.
Well, that's the thing. I'm just sitting one. Like, in my head, it's never really been a feasible option because I'm just like, I'm so busy. I want to do so many things. I want to travel. Right. I would rather do all these things than, you know, meet someone and develop something, whatever. I mean, if it happens naturally, sure, that's fine. But for the most part, I just squeeze it out of my life. But since being home, you know, like, you've got all this free time all the time. And I'm like, man, you know what? Yeah, I can see why people would want to waste their time in a relationship.
So wait a sec. Let me get this straight. Traveling has been very convenient for your commitment issues, is what you're trying to say. It's been a convenient out for you when maybe a potential, let's say, match or mate would introduce themselves into your life, which you could or could not be interested in, and you lean on your travel to avoid your commitment issues.
As my escape, yeah. I'm like, oh, I would love to hang out more, but, you know, my work and my job, it's so hard. I'm always everywhere. So, sorry about it. See ya. Man. Yeah.
Oh, that's good stuff. Yeah, well, backing up to where I should be at this moment is actually I was supposed to be traveling with my dad, actually starting 3 days ago in Peru. We were going on a 10-day trip to Peru. I was super excited. My dad turned 65 this year. He's a senior, and I wanted to do this trip with him. And he actually was the one who canceled first, and I was just like, ugh, dad, like, he canceled.
Did he corona cancel? Yeah.
Yeah, he corona canceled. And I was like, ugh, why is he being so, like, you know, worrisome and safe? And then within, like, not even 2 days, I was already on his side. We were just getting that much news every day. And I was like, wow, like, he was kind of ahead of it, and he understood it quicker than I did how important it was just to stay and not, like, whatever, be affected by it.
Yeah, exactly. So, kudos, I mean, he understood it quicker than half of Australia. Since, did you see that photo that went viral at Bondi Beach?
No.
There was a photo, well, maybe it just went in Australia. Everyone was real pressed by it. Like, there's just a photo like 2 days ago, like Bondi Beach, just full. Like the main beaches of Sydney, just full of people. Like just packed to the brim, like a hot summer's day. And everyone went hectic. And then ever since that photo came out, the government's just slammed down. Like, no, like, it was pretty relaxed before. And then after that whole situation, no one's allowed to travel interstate. No one's allowed to, there's no coffee shops, nothing. All that is shut now. And now, yeah, like, everyone is real ISO'd now. And if you get a fine, if you go, like, from Victoria to South Australia, it's like a 20 grand fine.
Wow, that's heavy. Yeah, our Prime Minister addressed the public today. It came up on all the socials. Like, I was on YouTube, and it popped up on my YouTube, and said address from the Prime Minister. So I watched his live address, and he kept it very like PG, but there were subtle hints of we will use enforcement if you're not respecting the distancing laws and the quarantine laws. Because we've had provinces now say there's a law and you can fine you up to $2,000 if you don't respect the quarantine or the distancing laws. But yeah. now they're going federal with it. So it's pretty wild.
It's crazy.
Like, every day.
That I know. Gets. What is, yeah, the world. Everyone, at least, you know, we've got a few people more on Instagram that can just be on our live. Because
there's everyone's so many twiddling people. Their thumbs. Oh,
everyone
man.
Has I might nothing as well to do. I might as, yeah. Oh, well, I may as, you know what? People have been watching my vlogs a lot more. I'll be like, oh, well, you know, nothing better to do. Well, I guess, you know, saved it for a really, really dark time.
Rainy day. Worse than a rainy day.
Worse than a rainy day. We'll watch Jordan's vlogs. Man. Okay. Well, let's... I kind of hinted at this in the preview, which was when you were in Colombia, you had a bit of a crazy travel story. And I want to stop talking about Corona for a bit because it's literally all we ever talk about. And let's switch to this story because it happened, what, like... weeks ago? Months
two
ago?
2 weeks less. 2 weeks less than 2 weeks ago. 10 days.
All right. So we've got a fresh travel story, guys. This is the this is the golden content. Okay. So
this is,
you know,
this is going to be the first time I've told this story. I've only told it maybe once or twice and to close friends. So, I mean, why not just throw it out there?
Yeah. Set it up. Set us up with scenario, where you're at, what are you doing?
Okay, so it was, I think, my birthday or the day after my birthday. No. Yeah, well, a couple days
happy
after
birthday.
My birthday.
Happy birthday. I haven't said thank happy you. Birthday for 2 weeks ago. Great friend.
Oh, why thank you. So we wanted to do something unique. We were in Cartagena, Colombia, and there's a really cool skyline there, like a really cool peninsula of buildings that go out into the water. And I was like, they're all really high and really tall. So the drone shots looked amazing there. And I wanted to get up on one of the buildings and kind of watch the sunset from on top of one of the buildings. And for those who don't know, I used to do a lot of rooftoping back in 2016, 2017. It's sort of how I got into photography. Instagram was posting kind of urban adventures and urban photography. I haven't really done it in a very long time, but I was like, why not? Let's try it out. It'll be fun. Let's go up. And I'm with my friend Mike at this time. So typically it's best to find the buildings that are sort of run down or not finished because there's no people there. It's easy to get up. We don't have to get by any sort of security or anything. So we looked at the skyline and I saw a building and I'm like, yep, that's the one. For sure we can get up that one. Let's go give it a try. So we took a taxi to it as we're just kind of looking up in the sky trying to find it in the taxi. We eventually told the taxi driver to stop, got out, circled the perimeter of this building and couldn't get in. And there was no, like, we're just like, man, how are we gonna get in this? And it's like, this is the perfect building. We really want to get in, but
there's always a way. There's always
couldn't
a way.
Do it, right? So I was like, are we gonna hop this fence? But the fence was like 10 feet or higher. And I'm like, man, if we hop that, that's kind of entering into like breaking and entering type issues. So I don't really want to do that, especially in a foreign country I'm not too comfortable with, and who knows. And then sure enough, as we're just about to leave, I just poked my hand in the one door where the construction workers go in and out, but there's no one working there because it's the weekend, and it was just open. So I just slid the lock,
that's
like
the
latch open.
That's
from the
sign.
Inside. Yeah, so I was like,
that's
it's
sign.
Open.
That's the universe saying, hey guys, this is what you should do, right?
All right, go on in. So I flipped the latch, and in I go, Mike and I go, and we go straight towards the stairs. And I thought I heard someone go, hey, or something, but it was in Spanish. And also there's lots of noise going on in the street anyways. So I couldn't have been sure, like for 100% sure if someone was being like, hey, stop, like you can't go up there. So we kind of stopped for a second and we're just like, whatever, like no big deal. Let's just keep going. So sure enough, kept going. 40 floors later, we make it to the top and shot a bunch of, had a wonderful sunset. Got some good photos, got some good videos. We actually filmed a TikTok up there, which I haven't published yet. But you know the You Can Really Dance one? That one.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, really? Do you have one with a hoodie?
No, with Mike and I, we just put the phone on a tripod.
Oh, nice. Okay.
But I mean, oh, with the hoodie. No, not the hoodie. I know what you mean. No, not like that. No.
But we filmed it on the edge.
Yeah, it wasn't right on the edge, but we did that, whatever. Had a blast. The sun went down. We kind of looked at the night sky, the lights come on. We were up there for probably an hour, hour and a half. And then we started to make our way back down. And we're like, oh, this is great. I can't believe we got up on this rooftop. No issues. As we're working our way down, lights are on because it's pretty dark outside. And we were kind of like, you know, spirits were high because we just had a wonderful, like, urban exploration. We got some great photos, had a great views, great experience. And then as we were getting to the bottom, I'm like, you know what? Just in case, Mike, if there's anybody here at the bottom, like if it's the security guard, sure, we can probably like just work our way out of there. But if it's cops, like, let's definitely not do anything. We won't, you know, run or anything. Don't want to get in more trouble. Yeah, so we get to the bottom. We saw a security guard. We're like, shoot, it's a security guard. Like, dang it. We're like, let's go through the other exit because we saw a second exit. And as we start making our way there, two cops come running around the corner, guns in hand, and pointing it at me and Mike. And me and like Mike are just like, whoa, 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 whoa. Like, estamos solo fotografías. Like, we're probably saying, I'm only a photograph. Like, I don't know what we're saying. Like, we're just yelling the only little Spanish we know. Yeah. Like, estamos solo fotografías. Like making no sense. But like, as in his hands up, we're like, well, I'm going straight towards them because I'm not making sure I'm not going anywhere else, right? This guy's got guns out. Like, what is going on here? And to set the scene down at the bottom, it's now fully dark. It's got a gated construction site. You cannot see through the fences. It's solid, 12 feet high. So we are alone in there with them. So they get us down to this one area with a bench and sit us down, and they're like, okay, bags off, like, let me see your stuff. Do you guys have drugs? And they're saying this in Spanish, right? Le drog or whatever, los drogs. And we're trying to communicate back and forth, so we got our translators out, we're trying to translate back and forth. And there's two cops and the one security guard. Security guard's standing a little bit off, but the two cops are kind of negotiating back and forth with us. And like, one guy is like kind of the leader, and the one guy's the young subordinate cop. So
the guns are away though.
They put the guns back. So we're kind of like more chill at this point. So we're a bit more chill at this point. We put them away. So they're going through our bags looking for drugs, and he picks up one of my cameras, my 360 camera, and he's like, "What is this? Like, what is this camera? Are you filming in here?" Like, as he translates, and like we kind of get what he's saying. And I'm like, No, like only the sky, like only the landscapes, like around, not the building." And he's like, okay, puts my 360 down, goes through Mike's bag, and I had my drone in the top. And I'm like, if he sees that drone, like, we are, like, he's not going to like that. We're doomed. And he also asked for our passports, which we both said no right away. Like, no passports. And even though I did have mine in my bag, luckily he didn't find that either. We gave him our licenses. So he had our ID, asked for our hotels, which we had wristbands on, which is fine. So it was all going smooth. And like, we were just kind of giving them the information they wanted as they're going through our bags, like detailing everything, like picking apart everything. And weirdly, my drone was in a separate case. So when he went to like feel that case, he was just like, oh, well, like didn't think to open it. So I was like, he didn't even open my drone, which was like, I knew he would have lost his mind if we would have been flying drone in the city or
everyone
something.
Everyone hates
like
drones.
Right. So we get to the point where it's time to, like, they pull the cuffs. So they pull the cuffs and they're like, okay, you guys are under arrest. And we're like, what? Like, no, we only broke a bylaw. Like, we're trespassing. Yes. Okay. We can give us a fine. We're like, fine us. But it's not a criminal charge. Like, it's not a breaking and entering charge, right? The door was open. And I'm trying to explain, like, I just opened the door. I didn't break and enter into anything. And it's like trying to negotiate with this guy. And then I realized that they're going to just kind of hustle us down for some money. So as we're translating back and forth, I'm looking at this, like, the leader cop, and he's swaying back and forth, like, unstable. And then he stops for a moment and goes around the corner because he has to go pee. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, this guy's drunk. Like, this main cop is drunk. So I'm like, negotiating with this guy is going to be insane. So he comes back and eventually gets across that he wants $600. And I'm like, oh man. And I had like my Visa kind of pocket money that was in my bag, but it has like 400 US because I always use that like cash to pay for visas. And he asked, I just saw a funny comment. It says, you should have given him a shout out instead of jail time.
I mean, to be honest, what, 400 US for a shout out? That's pretty standard rate.
So at this point, Mike has gotten a little bit comfortable with the fact that we're now going to pay this guy off and it seems like everything's going to be okay. Mm. And he thought that it would be funny, for memory's sake, to pull out his phone and capture a few memories. My goodness.
What?
The cop turns around and was like, clearly thinking that he's going to catch evidence of him shaking us down and kind of get evidence against him, and loses his mind. They both rip the cuffs back out. They are like, put your hands behind your back. I got so mad at Mike. I'm like, what are you doing? Why are you filming this? And we're like, hands behind our backs as they're putting the cuffs out. We're like, no, no, no. I'm like, no, no, no.
In Colombia.
And honestly, I'd be like, they could have done whatever they wanted to us here. Is there a fully gated, dark, nothing. They could have done anything they wanted. We were completely at their mercy. And I was like, no, money. I'm like, all my cash, reaching my pocket. I had pesos, the Colombian pesos, probably like 150 more. And I got Mike. I'm like, Mike, what do you have in your pocket? And we probably got it to around 500. And it seemed like after he calmed off with like the threat to cuff us again, he kind of calmed off again. And then we realized that if they brought us into the station, that what would happen is it would just go up to one level higher. And then we just have to pay more money to their superiors and they would get less money. So really they would just want to keep us there and pay them the maximum, because if they brought us in, they'd lose more money. Like, they're not going to get all the money. So we paid them the 500 and we walked out of there. They let us out. They didn't leave though. They just like slid open the gate. Like, we walked out and they shut the gate again and they stayed inside the compound. And I was like, oh man, well, I'm just glad to get out of there. Like, I'm glad I'm not shot. Because they could have. I mean, they wouldn't.
A drunk policeman pulls corrupt, a freaking gun on you and goes, yo, cop. It's freaking drunk. He could just fire a bullet out of like just whatever.
I know.
What's wrong? That is insane.
I know. Oh my gosh. So we get away, we get home, and we're like kind of like riled up. We're like a little bit kind of agitated, of course. I'm like, man, that sucked. But you know, it's only $500, whatever, no big deal. Split that up. It's like $250 each. No sweat. Open our bags and realize they'd stolen Mike's AirPods out of his bag and stolen my 360 camera out of my bag. And I was like, those dirty cops. And it had all the footage. I filmed most of the footage on my 360 cam and the whole Lost City trek that I did, 4-day trek. I did all the footage I filmed on my 360 cam. I hadn't pulled off yet. So they had that SD as well. Ooh, that one stung. Oh. I was just buzzkill for damn. Sure.
What would you do to? How much would you pay to get that SD card back? At least another 500, probably.
Probably, yeah. Like whatever. I already broke the 360, so I was like, whatever. But I just wanted that SD. Ugh.
And the AirPods, those dirty cops.
The dirty pods.
Was it the second generation?
I don't know. They're Mike's.
Oh, I think they're first. It was first. Oh, okay. Yeah. It was second. Ooh, those dirty cars. They want to listen to some good tunes whilst they're on their night shift.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, and then, in the end, that's a good outcome. Like, you just lose footage. Like, I mean, it still sucks, but you're in Colombia with a gun drawn to your friggin' face, man.
Yeah. What I've learned from that. Yes. I'm not gonna say, you know, I'm never gonna do that ever again, even though, I mean, normal people would assume that I would never do it again, right? But what I've learned is pay off the security guard initially. That's the move. So then he doesn't contact the police.
Okay. So your thing was, instead of like not doing it again, it was just like, make sure you get ahead of the corruption.
Correct.
Stop the corruption in its tracks, so you don't have to pay more money for your life down the line.
No, I'm kidding. I'm gonna be a little more careful when it comes to trespassing.
Yeah, yeah. For the first 3 months, you'll ease off for the first 3 months because you'll be in isolation for the next few, and then as soon as you get out, you're gonna see a building and go, "That's the one." I haven't had a story like that. Like, I've never had guns drawn on me. I mean,
yeah, that was a first.
That is wild, especially by authorities. I mean, it's probably way better. Yeah,
it was way better than those authorities. I never did feel that they were gonna use them. Like, if it was some guy on the street just trying to rob me for my bag, I don't know if he would use it either, because it's a bit of a mess to kind of like deal with someone who you've shot.
Yeah.
But still, I think I'd feel more unsafe if someone drew a gun on me on the street. Because they're a bit like
some random gang guy.
Yeah. So I guess there's that. Yeah.
Dang. Well, there you go. There's a cracker story for the day. I mean, I can't one up that. I don't have any travel stories that's more insane than that. And I guess it's probably good that you came home, you know, to reset. Corona saved you from getting into more trouble.
Maybe. Although I was laying pretty low the next couple of days after that one.
Yeah, freaking heck. Yeah. That's insane. Yeah. Well, to move on with the podcast, I have a few questions from people on Instagram that I just wanted to quickly ask. So the main one, which is weird, I got asked this question a lot, was where are you going to go first after this whole pandemic thing is over in like 4 months or who knows how long, but where are you going to go first? Or where do you want to go first?
You answer that.
Okay. Well, Mark and I actually planned on going to Mexico in May. Yeah. So that was sort of the trip. We planned to go to Mexico. I've never been to Mexico and I thought that would be fun. But yeah, I don't know. I really don't know anymore. Like where I'd like to go. I would like to continue the trip and just go to Mexico and then like just go along with that. Jess just said in the comments, back to Wuhan.
I saw that.
Jess.
Actually, Wuhan was sick, okay, Jess? It was actually awesome. Yeah.
Okay, guys, here's the other thing. So me and Mark, for those who don't know, me and Mark worked on... we worked on a trip together last November or last October in Wuhan with the Wuhan Tourism Board of China. So it's super random because when we were there in October, we got all these questions like, I've never heard of Wuhan. What is Wuhan? Yeah. And I'm like,
no one knew where it was.
And I'm like, guys, this city has got 11 million people. How do you not know? It's like double the size of Sydney. How do we all not know about this place? Anyway, we went there. It was really, really a great city. And now everyone knows about Wuhan, China. So I was saying earlier, Mark, you can probably adhere to this. We must have done something right as influencers, you know. Like, the whole world knows about... The marketing worked. The money that the Wuhan Tourism Board paid us worked overtime. Because we didn't only hit our impressions... and our goal,
right?
But we doubled down to 7 billion.
It was a slow burn. It was a slow burn. My YouTube video, you know,
really just popped up.
It really sparked interest.
Exactly. Well, actually, the one benefit, which is not actually a benefit, don't get me wrong, but I'm trying to look at everything in a positive light. But the one positive thing is my YouTube video did spike a little in growth. Because everyone saw a foreigner in Wuhan, China, and I was like,
"Oh man!" Ever since Corona started in like mid November, my Wuhan video was like whatever 3,000-5,000 views. It's now 40,000 views because ever since coronavirus, it just like skyrocketed. Yeah,
dude, I need to make another one.
We're not all about the views.
We're not about the views, guys, at all, except you better be listening to this and you better be sharing this with your friends because I need more views. My self-esteem relies on it.
We're not about the views, but the tourism boards are about the views.
Yeah. And one day I want to be a tourism board. True. Because I love views. No, but I should... No, but genuinely, I love Wuhan. Wuhan, I said when I was in Wuhan, China, that it is the most romantic city I've ever been to. I said that.
Is it really? Wow.
Yeah. That's one night we had in Wuhan, not together, obviously, but...
Together.
There was this...
Oh, yeah. Together. That was amazing.
I was thinking the whole time, like, I need to bring, like, this is the place to bring... Like your girlfriend or something. It was seriously one of the most magical nights. Yeah, Wuhan has this thing where all the city buildings, they've coordinated it. So every single skyline building coordinates lights together. And you can. Yeah. And we were on our cruise ship in the middle of the river with like a live band and stuff, like playing sort of to the music. Oh, man. I'm just going to say, guys, it was good. My future girlfriend has so much to look forward to. Let's just put it out there. I got a few places to take her.
Side note. The amount of times I hear this statement, my future girlfriend and I are going to love this experience. Mark, what are you doing here? The amount of times that I've been like, he's not appreciated me in the moment. You know, he hasn't been present with me because he just wishes that I was his future girlfriend. Which, whatever, it's the burden I'll bear.
Yeah, Mark knows there's an expiry date to this friendship. I mean, it's probably still a good 10, 15 years away.
Oh, man. I spilled my tea.
Give us some more tea to spill, Mark.
Yeah.
I made Mark laugh so hard that his phone just fell off. How good is that? Well, Jackson actually messaged me saying, you've got to tell us about the coffee rule when traveling with me. How to put up with Jordan when traveling, because this is something that, you know, everyone always thinks, oh, Jordan would be fun to travel with for about a day, then he'd get really annoying. And then everyone's asking Mark, how have you done it for so long? So we do have rules in place.
We do have rules in place, and they're important. And Jordan has respected them, and I respect that. You know, it's for the health of our traveling relationship, and we do a lot of jobs together. So I guess you can call it for the health of our business relationship too. So what happens is, I mean, just to quickly add on to what Jordan says, people are like, "Oh my goodness, you're so lucky you get to travel with Jordan all the time. He's like such a great ball of energy." And I'm like, "It's very true. He is." But it's a ball of energy that just never stops. It's just a lot.
Relentless.
That's right. It's relentless. And as I self-claimed, which Jordan hates this word, but, you know, as an introvert, who's someone who needs to recharge, you know, in quiet, and then, you know, can recharge and come back out into whatever. It's like I need some downtime.
You know
some
downtime. All the content on my podcast is just referencing whatever I'm annoyed at with you.
Yeah, exactly. So I made this rule, and it's, well, first of all, I asked Jordan to do his Myers-Briggs 16 personalities test, if you guys are aware of that. If you're not, go to 16personalities.com, do it yourself. It's amazing. And I learned that Jordan's personality type is a debater. So basically he just likes to combat everything you say, regardless of what it is, whether if he agrees with his own point or not his own point. I don't know if you can tell that from his Instagram. He just loves to have great debates, great discussions, and he's on either side. It doesn't matter. He just wants a discussion, wants a debate.
If someone comes to me and says, "Oh, Jordan, I love to travel," I'm like, "Really? I hate travel. Travel sucks."
Well put. Perfectly put. Yeah. So I made this rule that whenever I wake up in the morning, Jordan, who he would initially, when we started traveling, he'd just start going off. Like, bah, rah, rah. I'd be like, "Oh, man, like, really? Like, we just woke up, like, take it easy." So I made this rule, no talking in the first hour of the morning and after I've had a coffee. So that's the rule that saved our relationship. Thanks, Jackson, for asking that one.
I try and force a coffee down Mark real fast. Where's that coffee? Because Mark is seriously addicted to this coffee stuff, man. Like, I don't drink coffee. Yeah. So Mark wakes up and he's like in a bit of a scruffy mood or whatever, like, "Oh, whatever." Literally sips the coffee. And then all of a sudden he's so happy again. And like, life is so good. I'm like, I don't think it's healthy that you're letting your whole mood be fixated by one drug.
Yeah, you got a good point. But hey, coffee drinkers on letter watching, come on, back me up here. I know there's coffee drinkers here.
Yeah. That's the issue. I'm always in the minority.
Or podcast listeners, podcast listeners, I know you're there and I know you're all coffee addicts, so you're on my side. So I don't
it's like 98% of the world is a coffee person. So whenever I complain about coffee, everyone goes, no, I actually don't understand what you're talking about. And I'm like, damn, I'm so irrelevant. I need to be relevant. I'm like one day I like decided to drink coffee. I'm like, I need to be relevant. I need to like, and I said, I just like sipped it and I couldn't do it. I was like, it's not worth it. It's not worth all the clout I would get.
That's right. You watch one of Peter McKinnon's vlogs and you're like, oh my goodness, he makes coffee so cool. I want to drink some coffee.
I know. Well, I actually have been trying to hunt someone with coronavirus down because I want them to cough in my face because I want to stay relevant. Think about that video. Think about that YouTube video. Hey guys, paying someone with corona to cough in my face.
I thought you were just going to say so you have viral. Coronavirus and you could just vlog the fact that you have coronavirus.
No, yeah. Well, that would be the ending. Like, it would cough in my face, that would go viral, and then all of my vlogs, I would be a coronavirus person, so then I would have heaps of views. Guys, I just want to put this out there. We're joking. I'm not serious about this. Corona is a very serious thing, yes, okay?
It is.
Very serious. Just stay at home, kids. Don't talk to anyone. Don't touch anyone. And definitely don't... cough, I don't know.
On anyone?
Don't cough. But, I mean, don't cough on anyone.
But to be honest, Jordan, on a scale of 1 to 10, if you got it, how mad would you be on a scale of 1 to 10?
Well, I mean... I wouldn't.
You wouldn't be mad.
Wouldn't be that mad, because it's just obviously, common flu. I would just have to isolate myself from everyone.
From everyone, like, yeah. For example, like you'd be serious about it because you wouldn't want your parents, or your siblings, or any others.
I'd be stuck in this room for weeks, but I would be stuck in this room for weeks with the corona. Like, I could have an interview with Corona itself. It would be wild.
Oh, man.
Well, there you go. I think, there you go, guys. That's one overseas podcast for you. And I think we've wasted a solid amount of time on the last hour of your life. I think this is the longest podcast I've done.
40 minutes.
See, here's the thing. Like, podcast people, I know this is on Instagram Live, but also podcast people, they always message me saying like, I want it longer. And then I'm like, well, first of all, I can't talk for more than, I go for a solid 25 minute monologue.
True.
Do people understand how hard it is to do a podcast with no one? It's so hard. 25 minutes is a solid amount of effort. Anyway, I'm like this, but the thing is, the longer I do the podcast, the less views it gets.
Of course.
And the shorter the podcast, like everyone says like 10 minutes. Oh, 10 minutes. Boom. Yeah. Boom. Views are up. So it's like, it's tough. It's tough. You know, as someone that's a slave to the view, I'm always in this turmoil. I'm in turmoil about it. Anyway, guys, is there any last words from Mark? You'll probably be on another one.
Any last words for me? No, I got tea all over my desk, so I had to clean this up. But yeah, thanks for having me on. I can't wait to be on the next one because I know we're going to be on the next one. And I have a feeling it's going to be on something like, you know, traveler pet peeves or Instagram personality pet peeves or something where we just rip on people for a while. I have a feeling. So
that's literally my whole podcast. So yes, that's exactly what it'll be. Well, thank you, Mark, for spilling the tea. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Remember, yes, twice, exactly. And thanks, everyone, for tuning in. I hope you guys enjoyed this waste of time. And remember to share it and subscribe and all this good stuff. And we will see you, well, I will see you in the next one. Stay safe, stay sanitized, and stay out of the way of others. Bye, guys.